We will move seamlessly into Data Vault 2, which thankfully does not require any costume changes. Council, go ahead.
Thank you. Agenda document 2256A is a draft response for an advisory opinion request submitted by Data Vault. The requester here asks whether it may, through a wholly owned subsidiary, license Adiotones, a patent and technology, to political committees for use in the committee's fundraising endeavors. Because Data Vault here too proposes to license Adiotones to political committees in the ordinary course of business at the usual normal charge and on the same terms and conditions as non-political clients, the draft concludes that the proposal would not result in a prohibited in-kind contribution and is therefore permissible. We received no comments on the request or on the draft, and I'm again happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, sir. Colleagues, any questions for our council or council with a question? Maybe the request himself. Michael?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is really more of a technical question. I'm not sure I really understand how this works. Could you elaborate a little bit on that for us?
Sure, I will defer to Mr. Bradley on that.
Thank you, Chairman and Mr. Burke. I would explain the technology this way. There is a tone that a human ear cannot perceive, but a cell phone does perceive. And a mobile response can be activated from that. Think of it a QR code that rides on sound. If you're familiar with QR codes, it's a visual process of lining up the camera of your phone to a barcode to invoke a response. And the technology emanates from technology that serves individuals that are visually disabled. It's the same type of beacon that American Airlines would use from a kiosk to serve a visually impaired person. And tones are proven safe, utilized by the FCC over broadcast to change when you're watching a sports program and you see it go from national television advertisement to a local advertisement. Those windows are open and closed using tone technology. And that is the same type of tone that is used in the audio technology. In this use case for elections, a tone can be emanated from signage. It can be emanated over the airways. Think of satellite broadcast and broadcasting that occurs all types, whether it's streaming or radio or TV, you're able to present a tone that invokes when the user opts in, when the user agrees and turns on the tool, they're able to experience a web response. So a website can open, content can be displayed. Items like if I ask you for a donation, I can open the donation pages of a web page for the end user. And it's assistive technology that allows for a mobile response over audio.
What triggers the tone?
The tone, think of the tone as it rides on sound. Nothing triggers it. It's simply, if you listen to sound, you might hear drums or a voice or a music track simultaneously in a track. Think of one more layer in that sound that is inaudible. It is not triggered. What is triggered is the listening. The listening for the tones. If you're familiar with things like voice activated systems like Siri or Google, when you say, hey, Google, that is a voice response. They have to listen to the auditory realm to have that response. So in a sense, they're constantly listening. Adio, think of it as privacy, as the ability to have a tone that only I access when I want to access it, when I approve of that access. And the use of the tones is at my discretion, at my opt-in as a consumer, in this case, an American voting citizen would have the ability to activate their listening into tones that are presented to them, whether from signage, whether from broadcast, or whether at a venue, such as a campaign rally or such, that I would be able to tune into an inaudible tone frequency that activates a display of data.
All right, that's what I'm trying to figure out, is what activates it. So you go by a billboard, and if you have set your app to listen for these tones, then it takes you to a it's sort of always on and looking for these signals to pop up from billboards or from the rally or from some advertisement. It's not something where the user suddenly says, "Hey, I want to donate. Hey, Adio, you know, send me a link to donate." I'm just trying to figure out how this works.
Yeah. So, Chairman, the user is always the opt-in to turn on the ears. Think of it like a voice that is on automatically. It's out there. If you want to tune into it, it's a safe, inaudible tone that does not bother you. You cannot perceive it. It does not have anything in its wake that is affecting that consumer until the consumer opts in to say, "I would like to have political signage data delivered to my phone when it's available, when it's made available." And that can be based on my geolocation. It can be based on the show that I'm watching. It can be based on other data, but it is entirely opted in by the consumer. It is a known, fully opted in system where I say, "I will listen into these tones when they're available to me." And there might be visual prompts, such as a sign to say, you know, there's an inaudible tone available in this area. Now, this is our technology. It's patented in the United States. There's several patents that cover the use case, including the use case inside elections. And that United States built technology, it was built by a group out of Georgia Tech, a team of technologists that built this technology, patented in the US. The technology allows for a consumer to opt in for privacy. It is the antithesis of Siri or Hey Google or a lot of the other voice activated systems that must listen to our audio tracks and have been based on our opt-in, based on our similar opt-in, have been choosing to listen to our voice tracks. And if you've experienced where you've spoken to somebody about something and then looked at your cell phone and said, "Wow, I talked about trucks and then now here's a truck ad," that comes from our opting in to a listening device that is in our proximity. Our invention solves for that. It's about consumer privacy. Our company Data Vault is about consumers owning and controlling their own data assets, and Americans being able to monetize it to offset things like inflation, offset things like other costs that they encounter in life, but for them to be able to control their own data set. Similarly, the Adio tone for campaigns is a private layer. For the campaigns themselves that need a layer of privacy and need to create privacy between them and voters in their districts, for example, these tones allow us to help candidates identify people as being in their district or from their district or a voice that is from their district. And that can have benefit in the future. As you'll see with our request, it's simply to use the technology to continue our work in privacy and data monetization on behalf of consumers. But the Adio tone is focused on those consumers that are our customers, who are candidates, who run campaigns or have initiatives to be elected, where this tool allows them to privately connect with a consumer that's opted in to say, "I live in the district of this representative and I want to tune into their tone." That's the request.
I think Mr. Bradley may have meant Chairman or Chairperson Emeritus Commissioner Weintraub. I think I can clarify what Mr. Bradley's saying in terms of what I think your question is. The triggering event is really no different than any other campaign promotion, whether it's an ad or a billboard or things like that. It's just using, it's reaching potential contributors using this technology the same way it would try to reach contributors in the more traditional sense. So if an ad is run and says, here's our website, contribute, that type of thing, this would just simply be another way of doing that.
I would just lastly say that it is also the cybersecurity and other elements that are mandated for these solutions are in place in this process, that we have a heightened interest and a heightened sensitivity around cybersecurity. Thank you.
Thank you for the explanation.
That fulsome explanation is sufficient, Commissioner.
Yes, I thought it was very interesting.
Outstanding. Any further discussion or questions? Are there any motions? Thanks, Mr. Chairman. With respect to draft advisory opinion 2022-23, Data Vault 2, I move approval of agenda document number 22-56-A, which is draft A. Thank you, Commissioner. Colleagues, any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks very much.
Of course. Thank you. Stay dry out there.
Yeah, you too.